Welcome to the Positive Solutions for Life podcast. I'm Peggy Meyer, and I'm so excited you are here. In this and future episodes released on Fridays of each week, you will hear from other entrepreneurs, creators, and personal growth leaders through interviews and summaries of personal development books, strategies, tools, and ideas that can help you transform your mind and body from the inside out, so you can truly, truly live the life you desire. You Squared by Price Pritchett, PhD, book summary. This is a little short book about how to multiply your personal effectiveness in quantum leaps by going from you to you squared, accomplishing more in less time with less effort, and achieving breakthroughs by thinking beyond common sense, taking action before you're ready, and realizing you already possess everything you need to reach your true potential. Throughout the book, Dr. Pritchett explains and gives examples of the difference between you making gradual progress and you squared, making quantum leaps. So let's first start by describing you making gradual progress. Gradual progress is making gradual improvements, taking one step at a time, settling for things as they are right now, doing more of the same over and over again, expecting different results, which, by the way, is the definition of insanity. Just because what was done before worked doesn't mean you need to keep doing it. Gradual progress is status quo, doing just enough to make small improvements, staying inside the comfort zone, playing it safe, doing just enough, the minimum, to not get into trouble, to not get reprimanded, to not get fired. But then there are times in your life when you want more. You have dreams of reaching out, of getting promoted, of starting a business, of putting yourself out there, taking a risk. So you try harder. You put in more hours doing the same things you're doing with the same knowledge and skills you currently have and are using. But what results do you get? More of the same? It's like the story of a fly that Dr. Pritchett tells in the book. A fly who is on the inside of a window looking out, who desperately wants to get outside, and he tries harder and harder to break through the glass. He is doing the same thing over and over, trying harder and harder, only to get burned out and eventually die right there on the windowsill. If only the fly had tried a different approach. If only the fly had turned around and saw that 10 feet away was an open door. 3 seconds of flight time, and he was to be free. All he had to do was fly in a different direction. So as Dr. Pritchett says in the book, if you state your hopes for a breakthrough on trying harder than ever, you may kill your chances for success. Often gradual progress is limited by our own beliefs, our own limiting beliefs that are clouded with doubt, fear, and skepticism, which creates a self-imposed prison, limiting ourselves to what we know and what we're comfortable with. This is housed in our conscious mind that tries to rationalize staying comfortable with convincing thoughts that you need to do this or that to prepare yourself or to get ready to make your move. So when this happens, I can make my move. When the kids get into school, when the kids graduate, when you get this degree or certification, or take this course, or if you have enough money, or if you look a certain way. all of which are stall tactics. Procrastination, working against you, and pushing your dream life further down the road. So let's look at taking quantum leaps instead to becoming you squared. Dr. Pritchard describes quantum leaps as an explosive jump or an exponential gain. It's a huge shift or change in behavior. It's like multiplying instead of adding, going for double, triple, or even 10xing your results. Quantum leaps require taking risks, traveling into the unknown territory, getting uncomfortable, and trying something new. Quantum leaps also require passion, an emotion that lights a fire in you to care deeply about something that gives you the energy and fills your spirit with relentless pursuit of your dream, your passion. In order to take this momentous leap, you squared needs to go beyond your current level of thinking, to give yourself permission to dream, to expand your mental boundaries, focusing on possibilities, and getting crystal clear on where you want to go, your vision of what you want to accomplish, your end result, the outcome you want to have. If you have doubts, only doubt the limits you impose upon yourself. Doubt your self-imposed limits. Think beyond. Think, what if all your dreams come true? Then take action. Act in faith. Act as if success was guaranteed. You don't have to have it all figured out. Knowing all the how-tos limits what is possible. Instead, take action. You already have everything inside you to take a leap. You have all you need. Your subconscious mind, your intuition, your lifetime of experience and knowledge, your dreams and aspirations are all unforeseen forces you can use to your benefit, to aid you in taking the next step, taking the next action. Solutions will appear, answers will come, doors will open. Use all your forces and resources and support systems. You have many gifts and talents that you have never opened, never unwrapped and used. You have many people you know who know others. Use them to create new contacts. Expand your network. This is not to say that it'll all be easy, that you won't be uncomfortable, or mistakes or failures will not happen. They will. You will fail. It will seem like things are not going right, that they won't work out. But don't give up. Don't give into your doubts. Don't give into your limiting beliefs. These mistakes, setbacks, and failures are part of the process. They are part of the journey, part of your quantum leap. No progress is made inside the comfort zone. So get comfortable being uncomfortable. This is where learning happens. This is the messy middle. View mistakes and failures differently. See them as experiments to make improvements. See failures as resource, as knowledge, as a lesson that needs to be learned. Without mistakes and failures, we would not have some of our world's greatest inventions. Embrace failure as a stepping stone. Failures often happen right before a breakthrough, a quantum leap. You have a choice. You can play it safe. You can keep doing what you're doing, being that fly trying harder and harder to break through the glass of the window. Or you can take a leap of faith. Do something different. Try a simple, more energy efficient, time-saving, different approach. Look for an open door. U squared is about accomplishing more in less time, with less effort, and achieving breakthroughs by thinking beyond your current thoughts, taking action before you have everything in order, and realizing you already possess everything you need to reach your true potential. So take a chance. Risk the unknown. You are the only one standing in your way. Believe in yourself. Challenge your thoughts. Test your limits. Do the thing you fear. Pursue your true potential. Take that quantum leap and become who you were meant to be. You squared. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you found some value, insights, and something that resonated with you in today's show. If today's show spoke to you, would you please share it with a friend and go over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening from and subscribe to the show so that you can be the first to know when new content and episodes go live. While you're there, would you please give it some love? Please like it, comment on it, and leave a 5-star rating and review. Thank you so much in advance for taking 2 minutes of your time to do this. Your likes, comments, and reviews really help get the word out to more people who need to hear there are positive solutions for their life. I would love to connect with you. You can find me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whichever is your favorite platform, and let's have a conversation about today's show. Thanks for listening and have a great week.